This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, it turns out our ancestors actually had a little bit to teach us about being healthy, about, like, you know, so we, like, we think of, like, oh, we've developed all these, like, new medicinal and, like, culinary practices, and so we're healthier now. It's like, actually, we've strayed
backwards
pretty
in some
far.
Ways.
In some ways, we have. Maybe because someone is trying to sell us something. Someone thinks that they
productive.
Can make money off this.
I'm being productive.
Actually, things that were given to us for free are also the healthiest approach to things like how we eat.
A berry, a leaf, right?
I have found that's so interesting that you would say a berry, a leaf, a rock. I have found...
Thank you.
That by really perfecting my scooping paw technique, that I at all my eating now is scooping. I will scoop. It's perfect for berries. Mm. It is perfect for berries. Whereas when I was, I used a fork for 5-6 years. I can only get like a couple berries on there at a time.
Oh my God. And they're exploding. You're losing some of the vital nutrients.
The
they're shooting all over
open.
The place.
I'm biting down on the fork. The fork is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, and of course, I'll bite down. I'll put my hand all the way in my
you
mouth.
Bite
I'll
your
bite
hand,
down
but
that
that's me.
Sometimes too. At least yes. And I can feel that when it's starting to happen, I'm like, oh. Oh,
time to
out.
Ease up. Time
yes,
to ease up.
Exactly. I
can
can't feel the fork. I can feel my paw.
I hate to extend this intro. We do have guests that we need to introduce, but actually your story has reminded me something of a parable from nature. And I think it relates to our guests today.
Oh my
gosh. I don't think I've discussed this before, but it's a warning for you as well as a berry scooper.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the monkey hunting technique employed in Borneo, in the jungles?
In Borneo?
In the Borneo jungles?
No.
Well, allow me to educate you. So they will fill a tree hole, a cavern inside a tree, with berries and nuts and things desirable to these delicious monkeys. And the monkey will reach his hand inside, having smelled the treats, and he will close his fist inside of the tree, close it so tight around this treasure he's found that he's unable to remove it, and effectively trap himself. He's unwilling to let go of the nutrients, of the delicious, wonderful food he thinks he has, but in fact the very thing he thinks he has won, he has discovered, by holding on to it he's ensuring his own demise. And you'll see them here, if you go to Borneo, you walk around, there's just these monkeys with their hand just stuck in the tree, gripping their fist too wide removed, and if they would just let go what they think is the prize, they would have freedom. And so I think we have someone
lesson.
Here because
this
I like to ask you, what are you holding on to? Yes. What are your nuts and berries that you're gripping so tightly that you think you have that in fact are holding you back and trapping you and killing you? And Clea, you're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a guess at what it might be for you?
Yeah. I mean, when I was here recently, we were talking about an idea for a movie and it didn't end well, and now here I am, sticking my hand in the tree, trying to grab back onto that idea.
The Christmas movie.
The project.
The Christmas
berries,
movie.
The project is berries and nuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And little bugs.
And
little
you guys grubs, are the tree, I guess. Yeah. So I'm trying to get those nuts and berries.
You got your
back.
Hand stuck inside haze.
And the
got your
paws,
whole fist
your,
inside haze.
Yeah.
The paws, your unslakable ambition, which we knew about going into that episode.
We were worried. Oh, in fact, we thought it would serve us. We thought, oh, well, this will be great. We get a true killer on the podcast, and she's going to help push this thing over the goal line. And instead,
yeah. I mean, by the end, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Hayes called me radioactive, which hurt, but it really was a good. It was. I think I needed.
And
to hear
he wasn't referencing hurt the Imagine too. Dragons song. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He was talking about the actual thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurts to be around it as well.
And it hurts. It hurts to be it. It hurts to be it. But I think I sort of figured out, because obviously I made the other Christmas movie, The Happiest Seasons of All. And I tried to come into this in a different way with this new, Santa Claus pool party movie. And it didn't work.
It could have worked.
It didn't work.
Yeah. The movie's called Love and Santa. If we could just refer to the movie.
Love and Santa. Yeah,
Love
yeah, yeah.
Name.
But,
the movie's called Love and Santa.
But
sort
I thought,
of a pool party. It's a Swimply. It can, and like there's a pool party that happens, but I don't know if it's a pool party movie. It's a Swimply movie.
Pool party movie. I mean, we're not going to Carson's this year.
It is Carson now. It used to be Carter's. It used to be.
I
Carter's,
know, but did anyone else feel like Carter was?
No, I was texting you that as I got the text.
I mean, am I alone here? In agreement with
it was. It's Carson's. It was always Carson's.
Carson's who should really decide? I mean,
anyway.
Let's let Mary decide, and that's what she's here to do, right? Is
so
to
Mary's
patch up
here.
Some of the holes.
Yeah, I wanted to bring
introduce
in Mary
for us.
Well, Mary Holland.
We know our Mary, but who's your Mary? You know,
my Mary is Mary Holland, who wrote Happiest Season with me and also played a role in the film. And when I really like
not star, we're
she wasn't
I'm not hearing starred. That wasn't my
co-star,
but. Sure.
She was a co-star. She played a role.
She absolutely played a role.
We all have a role to play, and Mary was no different in The Happiest Seasons of All.
Yeah. Her character had a name, and she was in the movie.
You better believe it.
She negotiated for that, though, huh?
So I wanted to bring her in because I know you guys have a relationship with her. Like, you guys have a Mary, and then I have a Mary, and I thought that if we made our Mary the same Mary, then maybe we would be able to... kind of break through what happened before.
Well, we could marry the two Marys. We'll marry the Marys.
Marry the Marys. Yeah.
And make a merry and make a merry merry
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah. And yeah.
And it's just been Christmas, and we probably do have to, just production schedule wise. If I could get it out there, we probably do have to pivot to making this a New Year's Eve movie. If I can just get out in front of this right away,
I think it actually makes.
I think
a
it's
got to
be. Yeah. Well, I think Santa could still OD. Yeah.
100%.
Could be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes more sense that he's not working and stuff. Yeah, Mary. Hi. Let's talk to Mary.
Hi,
Mary.
Well, hi. First of all, I want to say I really hope that we do keep this if we do pivot to a new. Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
Yeah. No, there's just a lot of first of alls. I just want to get everything.
And first of all, let me back up. First of all, let me just say hi.
Hi.
Hey.
And.
Oh my God. Thank you.
I also just want to. Well.
Clea never did that on her episode. Just,
not even close. Like, we weren't even in the neighborhood.
There was no hi. There was no.
She didn't even say hi. Eating.
No, but we're just,
I just wanted to get
two big
to business.
Bags of money.
Well,
to
and
her.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
I don't think she said thank you either.
I definitely didn't. I definitely. I made a lot of mistakes, and that's why I'm happy that you guys even let me come back here, because I do think
Did you listen?
I still
back,
think there's an opportunity.
I couldn't. You think I could?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'm traumatized by.
But I think that was a mistake too. Mary.
Hi.
I'm it's so funny to be like, because I've been thinking a lot
about me.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the scooping thing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about this?
I did, with nuts and berries, yeah.
Yes. And I've been thinking about you, just because I was looking at different techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And yours is, I was like, it's so different from all the others I've seen.
Yeah.
It's a little counterintuitive, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I was like, because I use the back of my hand.
That is the thing.
And, I use the back of my
hand. Somehow it doesn't fall off yours like it does mine. You can sort of concave it in a way.
Because it's that thing of where in order to go up, you must go down. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that phrase?
So I haven't really found that to be true, but
okay.
There's acceptance, yes, of the nuts and berries that way. You live in acceptance in that way because
yes.
Did you ever play the game Haze where you'd balance a lighter on the back of your fingers, and then you would sort of throw it up in the air, and someone would try to gently catch it, mm-hmm. you know, like so, and just sort of accept the momentum.
It seems really
it.
Dangerous. So, no, I don't think I am going to be playing that game. That sounds
incredibly
dangerous. Mary
can do three loops.
I can do three loops by myself.
Mary can do three loops.
I don't need anybody else to be there to catch it. I can do it by myself. I can do three loops by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The lighter can be on the whole time.
The lighter's burning the whole time.
The lighter's
it's just
the
on.
Time.
You can just, you have on. One that just stays on.
She sets
like
it
that?
To on.
That's right.
Yeah,
because there's a switch. Every lighter has a switch.
An on off switch.
Yeah, it has an on off switch because you ignite it, but then it also has a switch on the butt on the that you just flick.
If you ever look at the ass part of the lighter, there's usually a switch there that you can just set to on if you're actually willing to investigate this world we live in.
Yeah,
I know
but you have to have a curious mind. You have to have a curious mind, which, you know.
You do.
I do, for sure.
Herbert Spencer talks about that.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk. I'm so curious what your co-writer of The Happiest Season of All also played a role in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no denying that.
A starring role, I would say. The star.
Oh, you would say that?
I would say that. It's, yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
Okay. Clea, would you not? You don't think?
She didn't. She expressly didn't.
She was given a pretty direct opportunity to say that.
Yes.
I mean, I guess I think that you and I, and this is something we have always sort of clashed about, like the definition of what a star is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you think that anybody on screen is a star. And I think it's like, you know, the people.
A lot of stars
in
the sky.
Sort of like the main. Yeah.
You say. Part of the nature of stars is that there's so many of them.
I that's interesting. I mean, it is true. Anybody who's on screen you describe as a star. I remember walking out of Capturing the Freedmans with you and you said, wow, all that star power up on screen. And I was taken aback because it was not my reaction to the film.
Yeah. I mean, I just came out. I mean, honestly, I wasn't even paying attention to what happened in the film because there was so much.
That
star
was
power.
Obvious. As we discussed it more, it became really clear. Yeah. That some stuff had been missed. And it was just starstruck.
So
you were awed.
I just love. I mean, it's what I loved about Capturing the Freedmans is that they did capture them. They captured them in all of their stardom and all of their glory. And I just thought that movie was so moving because of that.
Yeah, I mean, we're never going to see that movie the same way.
And that was a sort of a misconception. It's actually about the attempt to capture, like actually capture them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
They need to be.
That is about
I know.
School.
I know.
They need to be captured.
Exactly. Okay. And that's,
I don't think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm curious, Clint. I mean, it is, you know, it's an ensemble movie, but like, do you think of anyone? Is everyone kind of like playing a role in it? Or are there stars? Are there people who are starring in the movie?
It is definitely an ensemble. I think I don't really use the term star because it creates a sort of hierarchy, not only amongst the cast, but also amongst the crew.
Except
and
for
I
Chris
think it's Except for Kristen, who is the star.
Yeah.
But like other than her, you know, everybody yeah. else. And then Mackenzie is also the star.
Right. Yeah, and then, sure.
and then,
of course,
you know,
obviously.
Me.
Every and star.
Then, I mean,
and
I then, think then, well, no, like Allison is a star.
Well, yeah.
And I was going to say like Aubrey. I was going to say Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey's
say
me.
Aubrey. And Dan Levy is. He's a star.
Oh, we definitely.
That guy's a star.
And me, I think
he's a super
Mary
star.
Probably
Steenburgen.
Me, too.
There, Mary is a star. I think yeah, then. Steenburgen, yeah.
Yeah, Mary Steenburgen is definitely a star. And then, you know, Victor Garber, we discussed him before. And I think we mm-hmm. should definitely circle back to some casting things
oh,
about
yeah.
him. But we'll put a pin in that for later once we get to it.
And then probably...
Yeah, so other than those people, I feel like everybody else even playing fields.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's
so I heard...
So interesting.
I heard Victor sent you a text.
Yeah.
I didn't really recognize like the extent of like what has happened to this relationship. But the fact that you didn't pitch him, you know, gave me a hint. But I heard he sent you a text after you appeared on the show.
Yeah.
And he it said, "You disgust me, and yeah. you disgust me."
Yeah. And it's funny because when I looked up at the previous five texts I had gotten from him,
yeah.
all the same. So it's like, it's not, it's sort of like netting out. We netted out.
Maybe not even related to the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah it wow. could have been.
Okay.
I mean, there was one that I went back further in our text and there was a text that said, "Don't pitch me."
Don't pitch
so,
me. Okay.
Don't wow. pitch me.
Okay,
so,
so you hadn't even seen that, but you still knew not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
gosh.
Yeah.
Because if Victor's,
but,
we are never going to get
Clea,
this New
was
Year's
he,
Eve movie made.
But Clea, I have a question: was he in that text though? Because that was from months ago, right? The "Don't pitch me." Mm-hmm. Was he referring to the baseball game? Was he referring to the baseball game?
Well, let's talk about the cast baseball game because
saying,
I feel
yeah.
like that's
saying,
an important
Victor's
part of
saying,
the story.
Saying, don't pitch me.
Don't you even
you
try.
Pitch
you
the
put
ball.
One in the
yeah.
you put one in the zone. I'm putting it out of this building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what Victor's telling you.
I see a big hunk of meatball fly over the plate. You better believe I'm taking a bite.
I'm getting on one way or another. It's your choice as to how.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is a big, like when it comes to sports, he's a huge trash talker, and that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's trash when you back it up like that.
Why would you say, "and that is true"?
Yeah.
Why did
Why'd
I say
you say that?
That
just now?
Why would you say, "and that is true" about only
Why
that?
Why did you say that? Some of the stuff not been true? Like, do I have to check every time?
You do, and I'll tell you right now, you need to fact check most of what Clea says, because if she doesn't confirm yeah. that it is true right after she says it, it's probably
We usually
not
have
true.
Kevin do it.
Yeah,
Kevin, has anything popped up
that.
So far?
It was
anything
weird.
That,
right?
Have you cross-referenced anything, Kevin, that's like come up and been... Like something that we need to
so,
correct.
Have there
like
been some stuff that's untrue? Because I want to be able to release it in good conscience. I don't want to be spreading more of this misinformation, right?
Is there any fake stuff?
Nope, not yet.
Nothing was fake? Okay, great.
Nothing was fake? Okay. And no.
Ugh, well, listen, it's just a matter
Let's
of time.
Not
Unless
to
she
talk
says,
about,
and that
yeah.
is true.
Mm-hmm.
Big week to Clea.
I got you.
Thanks.
I worry. Because Hayes was talking about like health, like modern health solutions and stuff up here. And I just feel like that we've created a window now for Clea to kind of bust her way in and start dispensing some of her COVID theories. And I just, I'd rather focus on the New Year's Eve movie, right? Where most of the, you know, most of the cast will have COVID, the characters will have COVID.
The stars.
Because we do want to...
Most of the stars.
Well,
we want to address
COVID
that in the
COVID is
film.
Sort of like a character in the film.
COVID is. COVID is the fifth character.
Yeah.
COVID There's, is star.
I
Carson.
That. I love
Sean
that.
And Hayes. Santa. And COVID.
I love that.
Where did we
pool.
Land?
We... So, I'm it's the we. It's the we that's making me...
It makes
oh,
me
that's,
uncomfortable.
Need to stop
the
this,
we
so we're not
feel
there.
Right. We're not
I,
there.
I and is there? I do think there's potentially a pathway back to that, but I'm not seeing. It's like it's not before me.
For right now, would you have the instinct to say we? Can you just say y'alls? Where did y'all's land on?
We're saying y'all's now. It's a little, like, it's a little.
Just well, like, that inclusive. Doesn't, it's a little yeah. folksy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, where did y'all's... Where did y'all's land with Carson? Because, what, like, right off the bat, y'all's were saying that, like, we're not going to Carson's by the end of this, no matter what. And that's now I'm hearing that the one rule, mm-hmm. but then Carson is a character.
Well, Carson,
he's one of the five COVID Carson Santa. But so are y'all's still seeing Santa?
We're going to see Carson. Yeah. No, I knew what
Carson
you meant.
Signs just, up for I've had to the swim
speak
play.
Clea a little bit these past few weeks. No, you knew you wanted to say Carson. I think he comes to us finally, which has been something in the relationship where it's like we're always going to him. We're always meeting Carson where he's at. I think it betrays the character if we go to Carson's. But for Carson to come to us, there is progress there. You know, that is a bridge to a future where we can have a successful functioning relationship with Carson. I mean, you're Carson in some ways.
Well, I was just going to say, if I may be so bold, first of all, I just want to say that it isn't this, there's like a beautiful metaphor that's happening right before our very eyes in that, nuts, berries, is Clea Carson and Hayes and Sean, are you Hayes and Sean? And is this the
starting
movie?
Like
I mean, we're rapidly approaching New Year's Eve. I mean, am I crazy?
So this is interesting. I still haven't gotten really an answer on like what Mary's role in the partnership is.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm getting a little bit more of a sense of it.
Well, I bring a sense of danger, I think, is what I contribute.
I feel safe.
Being scared.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Art shouldn't feel safe. Art should feel like you're gonna die at any moment. And that's what I bring to the partnership. Clea, I think you would agree with
that. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I felt scared most of the time working with you.
So,
that's true.
Wow.
Okay. And that's okay. Thank
and
you,
that
Kevin.
Is true. And you fact-checked that quickly. Okay. So, I'm curious for Wade, because a lot of times I'll be watching a movie and I'll feel like I'm about to die. What... I understand how we can create that feeling for y'all's in the production where, like I said, since we last spoke, my genes often that they'll sort of erode and thin, especially the way I wear them, they'll develop a sort of sheerness in not too much time. Mm-hmm. These genes are so raw that actually they've like sort of accumulated some of my like sheddings, my physical sheddings, and now are like they're even more like caked and thick.
Does that mean skin? Mm-hmm. Like what kind of shedding?
It is skin,
do you
mean?
It's partly skin. Some of it's skin.
And
yeah,
what's the
it's not
rest
all
of it?
Be skin.
Some of it's skin for sure.
What's the rest of it?
What's the rest of it?
Oils, hair.
Oils, hair. Yep. Keratin, like clippings.
Sebum.
Huh. Sebum.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Just a general, different like effluents, like different, you know, anything that leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all caked on there. And so the cell veg is so raw that If it makes contact with water, again, it's going to take a while for the water to seep in. But if it does seep in, there's going to be no extracting me from this pool. That's how logged and laden.
The issue is you're not going to get anything you want, right? Because the cannonball effect will be ruined because the genes will reject the water and Hayes will momentarily float and be suspended.
Yes.
There's no, you know, there's going to be
hydrophobic.
No splash, no sound. But then the second that the water does get in, probably through the ankle holes,
yep.
that's it for Hayes. And we're not going to be able to remove him from the genes either.
It's a wrap on Hayes. Yes.
Oh, so Hayes dies?
That's a wrap on Hayes permanently. Yes. Well, this is why we're thinking maybe there's no water in the pool.
19 to 2022, I'm hoping. Like, we got to
get actually
this get thing
on the same page, because otherwise this thing's going to be late.
Hey guys, it's Hayes. So January, the annual time of the New Year's resolution and the unveiling of the new you. This year, whether the new you means finally seeing what's underneath that beard or finally rocking that stash, Harry's has the tools for your closest, cleanest shave ever. And I'm sort of developing a new me of my own. Specifically, there's something I left behind in 2022. And that was the bullshit. I will no longer be dealing with the bullshit on this show. Certainly not in advertising with our ad partners. Santa Man, all these fake stories that we did for so long with Harry's. I want to tell real stories, man. Enough of this bullshit, fake shit. Let's talk about real life. Let's talk about, so I get this Harry's, all right? I get the Truman, the shave trial kit, 5-blade German engineer razor, weighted hand foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, and I'm shaving it. I'm a shaving fool, man. Working that little thing up and down with a quickness. And I'm looking so damn good. And while I'm going around looking this good, wouldn't you know it, things start looking up for the Hayes man right when I start using my Harry's Truman. And I get a call from the hotel I'm suing. So I stayed in this hotel in Manhattan, New York, a few years ago on a trip to the Tribeca Film Festival. Just as a fan, I'm just a fan of what they're doing. And I get in the room, and I see in the room it's got a little table and chair. And so I say, well, I know what I'm doing tonight. Anytime my room has a little table and chair like that, I'm not going to let it go to waste. I am having dinner at that table. So I go to Pastanini's. I get a whole spread. Walk all the way over there. Walk back with all my Pastanini. Dump it on this little table. I went to a silverware store and I got all my special silverware, have my big dinner at my hotel before I go to the Tribeca Film Festival. And as I sit down in the chair, I just give the leg of the table a little bump, which is very normal for me. And all of the Pastanini goes onto the floor. And so I call up the front desk. And I said, did you hear that? And he says, no. And I said, that's the sound of your ass being sued off. So I file this suit, been pursuing it ever since. I get a call after I start using my Harry's Truman, that the hotel is going to let me stay there for another night. Because that's all I was really, that's, I was willing to drop it, as long as, all I wanted was for all of us just to get another whack at this. All I wanted was my experience to, I just wanted the story to play out as it should. So I'm packing, I'm getting ready, I'm putting my travel cover on my Harry's Truman. The blades, it's a $15 value, it's just $3. So I'm dumping all these into my suitcase. And I'm getting ready to go on my big trip. Maybe I'll tell that story of that big trip another time. Getting a little, this is becoming a little bit of a stem winder here. Like I said, I left that bullshit behind in 2022. Their blades are made in their own factory in Germany. They hold up better than ever. Their sleek, ergonomic, weighted handles give some style to your razor. Precise control with each swipe. Plus, you can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need with refills as low as $2. No matter how near your new you is, look sharp all year long with Harry's. Get a $15 Truman Shave trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set. Whoa. Hollywood Hamburg.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription, any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook. And so let's talk about, I guess, instilling a fear of imminent death in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In viewing this film.
Yeah.
Like, you could have the cameraman hold a knife right here, you know.
Well, this is Mary's
as he's
thing.
Filming. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mary, I like you that might have idea, a better but way. I want to hear.
Because you can't probably can't see Santa or anything if it's that close to the lens.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I would say, and this is just like a filmmaking thing, I would say like don't put anything in front of the lens that you don't want to see.
Okay. Work for children and men, but.
And so.
Didn't children and men.
Oh, that's okay.
Did
no.
Pretty I'm okay. In.
And so.
Yeah. Anything.
What I'm wondering
Mary
is.
Famously,
I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, Mary famously doesn't like Children of Men. She thinks that one shot is like pretty
snooze.
It was really
fest.
Just too hectic.
It's too much. What am I looking at? Am I looking at the children and the men? Where am I
hectic,
looking at?
She said snooze.
So hectic, it put me right to sleep. It's so hectic and made me want to take a freaking nap. Snooze. Yeah,
you just get overwhelmed. You just
exactly.
I'm gonna lie down.
It sounds like, you know what I think? I think of Children of Men as my alarm clock. And when that thing's going off, I'm hitting snooze.
Okay. I wanna find it. So I'm the audience, I'm watching this.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, holy shit,
this movie,
I'm
our
gonna
movie.
Die. These people
Y'all's
are gonna
movie.
Kill me. These people are going to kill me right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the way we do that is we direct address to the camera. At some point, somebody in the movie says to the camera, there's a bomb.
And
the audience feels like they're being talked to directly.
Inside your TV.
The star looks at down the barrel and says, there's a bomb.
I think we do have to just say there's a bomb. We can't say inside your
TV. We don't
TV
want to get too specific because they're watching it on their phone.
I would love to do
theatrical. Everybody's watching this stuff on their phones now. You can't even
say
TV, right?
Yeah.
And if we can get exactly.
Do we want to give a like, hey, yeah, you, just to really make it feel like
that's
you're
good.
Getting the audience's attention.
Yeah,
and like,
say, hey, you really with the glasses.
Look at this collaboration.
Yeah.
This is how Happy Seasons of All came to be. You know?
But Mary,
this is it.
I like the specificity of the glasses, but what if like one person is watching it at home alone and they don't have glasses on?
Okay. Your pants.
And I feel like it kind of break. No.
Hey, you with pants.
At home?
No. Because
no way people are watching this.
Excluding our entire kilt based audience.
Kilts. I mean,
bottoms.
Really
bottoms.
Big. If we do this right, a lot of our. We have the kicky skirt market, you know, is like what we're kind of going for. Like something really just kind of kicky.
Hey, what's that skirt?
Well, that's why I suggested something more
Hayes
universal, which is,
on.
Hey, yeah, you.
Hey, yeah, you. Okay, you know what? I think you're right.
Like you're saying,
right.
Hey,
well, can
like,
I can I punch this?
Me? And then,
and then
go,
you
yeah,
confirm.
You.
Yes.
Can I punch this up just quickly? Hey, y'alls.
Yes.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
y'all's,
it.
There's a bomb, y'alls.
Yeah.
Well, but remember, you do need to communicate the danger. So I it can't be too.
That's right.
It can't be too like. Hey,
well, I wasn't doing a read.
Okay, it's just don't do that like that on the day. Is all I'm saying.
Mary,
am I saying it?
Could you try one with?
Yeah.
Could you just try one for us the way we want it to be? That just so we know what to tell the actor. Or y'all know what to tell the actor?
Yeah. Hey, y'alls. Yeah, y'alls. There's a bomb.
That was really good.
That was
really good.
Wow.
And now that you're sort of warmed up, can we do one more where the beginning is like a little? Can we do it one a little?
Yeah,
harder?
Let's not change our mind in the middle. Yeah, and let's clean up the ending a little as well.
Oh, okay.
Because that sound.
Was anyone else?
Yeah,
feeling...
I didn't love the sound. It bumped me.
The sound, like my.
Let's do one no sound, voice? And let's do
no sound.
Let's get
at
the
all.
Beginning. Let's know what we're gonna do from the very start
of
it.
So I'm not
because you know
anything.
There's a bomb. You know what I mean?
But
if
I'm not
you're saying,
saying
this,
anything.
And maybe a few options. So get there's a bomb clean, and maybe a few options for like how it's gonna kill over you and kill
everyone.
The kind of bomb or
okay.
What's the rating on? Should we be able to? Do we want to cuss?
I thought we were going hard R, but I don't know.
Yeah, that was my impression because I wanted to see.
I thought we were going
Santa
soft ODs, R.
Santa's, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought we were trying to just
barely
find the
R.
edge of PG-13 and then just push it right over into R.
Mm-hmm. Just the one softest, thing too many.
The softest R.
Okay, so
if you feel
R.
like cussing, I would say you have the freedom to do it, and we can always bleep
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah. Hey, fuck you.
But you beep.
There's a bomb, and it's gonna go any second.
I really like this direction, but
this is so good.
Just, yeah. One thing with the, cause you go, hey, fuck you. And that to me, like, I think like I as the audience still have questions.
A lot of people will turn the TV off as well.
Yeah. So I think, cause it's like the, hey, grabs them. And then the, yeah, you
answers. Hey,
the,
yeah,
it's
you
sort of
right.
like, yeah. So I think
right.
the, yeah,
so
you
I'll
is
leave
a
that
really
in
important.
There.
I miss y'all. Yeah.
And
I miss y'all.
You can still, have fun with the rest of it, but
I'm still hearing the noise yeah. as well. If we could.
The noise was at the end. There's a noise yeah. you make yeah. at the end that I don't
I thought this
like.
Was like a choice in Happy Seasons of All and other things that I've seen you. But like, I guess I don't even know if you know you're doing it. But you
maybe can't control
I guess,
the
I don't.
Noise.
What
there's
is
the noise?
Noise
you make. She does.
What is the noise? Can you just tell me what
it is?
Doesn't
seem like you can cut it. I'd rather not make it. I don't like hearing it.
Yeah.
What does it sound like?
I honestly, like, I can't do it, but it's this
it's
little
like this
noise.
Very
you
unpleasant.
Make. It's
kind of
like that. It's yeah. not exactly that, but it's a little like that. Do it again, Clea.
Why don't you do it again? And the second you make the noise, I'll make the noise right
we'll
after.
Say
okay,
it, yeah,
okay.
We'll tell you.
Okay.
So we'll take it from the top.
Okay. Hey. Yeah, you. Fuck. There's a bomb.
Okay, so you did break character, so we're gonna have to do it again.
I just thought, I guess I assumed the beep would be in post. I didn't think that it would.
I assumed it would be.
We
your,
don't. We
your
aren't
swear
doing.
Words.
We gotta
I'm
do
a
that
little
live.
Concerned that we.
We don't have,
we're not
yeah.
doing
we don't
post?
Have time to do. We don't have time to do anything in post. We have to do it all in camera.
There is no post. There's no
we already
pre or
missed
post.
Christmas.
It's all
if we
now
take the time
camera.
Post, yeah, no,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Happening. This is it. So
okay. Mm-hmm. So when we cut and when you guys give me notes like this, this is all going to be in the movie.
Well, I don't. Yeah,
what you're
I mean,
telling me
it'll have to be, especially if you keep ignoring the notes. So I do miss y'all's. That felt better to me, and I do think
y'all's,
even
right.
with breaking, you did kind of make the noise. So
really,
let's avoid.
Is it like a? What is it like? Is it like a? Like a
it's not like anything. It's honestly
yeah, no, it
like
is a, exactly what it is
it?
And it's
like a
it's a big problem. It's like a
it's yeah.
a
it's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that, but again,
okay, I won't
break,
this time
so
I won't.
Did.
This time okay. I won't. Okay, ready?
Okay, yeah. Action.
Hey y'alls. Yeah, y'alls. Fuck. There's a bomb.
Did you hear it that time?
I heard the beep.
So I think
the sound.
I did too, and the beep was closer, Kevin. That was better. I want credit
thanks.
Where it's due.
I'm getting closer each time.
That's, yeah.
Mary, I've only done it twice.
What is?
So I'm getting closer each time.
What is the fuck? Like what is that
to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, that's just because you were avoiding saying fuck you. Which, by the way, I'm just mentioning, like, if a character turns the camera on my TV and says, fuck you, I go, oh, no, pal. Here.
Not in my house.
Fuck you.
Well, but yes. That's what we want. Don't we want that?
I'm gone.
Quick.
Well, then maybe
I'm not putting
we want them
space.
To think there's a bomb.
Leave space. Yeah.
After maybe a little more space after that you say the fuck you to give them a chance to say.
No, fuck you.
No, fuck you. Yeah.
I'm concerned about the space direction for like what kind of noises we're going to be getting like
and to fill up that space.
I almost
because that
like
actually makes me think
space.
The noise is like a space
like
noise,
Mary
isn't
sounds,
it? It's
mean?
Like a
yes.
It's like
right.
when a It's like opening the door on a spaceship or something. Like, isn't that the sound? Like, it's like,
it is a little like that. It's a decompression.
The one that I
yeah use. Yes yes yes
like a space yeah door.
But it's like the spaceship is like nervous too.
Like it's sick. And it's yeah like the spaceship yes is sick.
Okay, so do it.
No, do not no, do
don't
it.
Don't do it.
It betrays the character because the character who is yeah saying there's a bomb.
Who is my character is in this?
I want them to believe they're a person. I think you're...
Yeah.
Well, I guess Cleus Carson. I guess you're Santa at this point.
Yeah.
Wow, the star.
That's what we need. And like, and this is all... We got to do this now. Now.
Like,
okay, okay. So, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know yeah, yeah. He's yeah Sean.
Okay. Okay. Clea, can I get an action?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Settle. Action.
Hey, y'alls. Yeah, y'alls. Fuck y'alls. There's a bomb. Okay.
Okay. Are you not hearing it, Mary?
You don't hear it.
Because I
you're
feel
doing
like it's just getting more and more pronounced every time.
Because that time you kind of even did it twice.
I don't know what there to tell was you. I mean, I in my head, I just alerted them to the fact that there's a bomb. And then I said, okay, so it's big to get confirmation from them. And then I was just silent and I let it land.
I didn't mind.
And so
okay.
I'm picking up on something. And even as it's happening to me, I do have to kind of respect it. So Clea has worked her way all the way back into this project.
Did you direct it?
And as I've been sort of attempting to like divine Mary's role in this is that you bring her into something, and by the time all the issues are worked out, it's just everyone who's there is like, that's it, it's them, that's it, that's the movie, you know. Yeah, we don't have time to do
it's
anything.
It's sort
else
of a clever strategy because we so much time is taken up kind of dealing with Mary that we can't really make any other artistic choices around it. And so you do end yeah up with complete control.
Well, do you see what else she did? She's mm-hmm now the star of the movie.
Sure.
She came in as just sort of like a consultant, a bridge.
It's an ensemble. Yeah.
I didn't know what and myself, her role
but
was,
now she's
was
Santa.
Gonna be.
Now I'm Santa.
Mm-hmm. Now she's Santa. And the movie is called Love and Santa.
Talent yep yeah is talent.
So star. I guess Love gets top billing, but I don't think anyone's going to play.
Santa's the main star of the movie.
Unless and Kevin dresses up like Cupid or something.
Is playing a pretty central role and mm-hmm one of the most pivotal moments in the movie, which is telling the audience that they're about to be killed
mm-hmm
by a bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we do like... Of- Do
the
we
first
do,
thing
like,
that happens, I guess.
How many bombs do we actually need to have this be like
a legitimate not, threat where people will start to see on the news that bombs are going off?
I know it's not like a million bombs. And like, look, I don't know how many people are going to be like in success. That's great. If like a million people mm-hmm are watching this,
having
like,
a million bombs. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I also know it's not like one or two bombs either. We need like to have. Kind of fun to be like if you watch this movie, like
yeah, you'll
you know there's yeah some percent chance
if you watch that movie, like because it's it people are yeah.
But then I'm yeah, also yes concerned that we're gonna put these bombs out there, and then someone's gonna decide.
You
not
may
to watch
only
the
need
movie
one if you know you were, someone's gonna watch. I mean, it should be one of our parents or something, so we know that it's somebody who's gonna watch. But I would say like. If you do that, then it's basically proven it's a non-zero chance, like mm-hmm a bomb could go off while you're watching the movie right when the character says there's a bomb. Unless you want to say it multiple times in the movie, Hayes.
I'm just concerned that they decide not to watch the movie. There's no way we're going to be able to rig this thing so it like goes off at a certain moment in the movie. It's just going to go
I think
off.
That's exactly what we should do.
I think we have to
we
do
can't.
That.
We can't. We don't. Do that. It's December 28th.
Must.
We
okay.
We can't have it at the same part in every part, like at the same part in all, like all the bombs have to go off at different times because people could go online and be like, I was watching the movie and then at like 15:21.
Have you ever been to Reddit? Yeah.
It like my everything exploded.
But that's but then we like, won when that conversation's happening. I just feel like every time I talk to you guys, if I can say this, like I feel like every time we do talk, that a big piece of the conversation is before we get anywhere, what can't happen? Like from a production standpoint, what can't happen? And so I'd like to talk about for a moment creatively what's best. And what would be the most satisfying way to explode one of our parents during the movie.
And without us saying,
we can deal with logistics. And if we do have to adjust, let's compromise then and not before we've even decided like what would be kind of our dream version. Because it sucks fun out of it for me. And I think there's an opportunity possibly to say, you know, hey, there wasn't just that one bomb. You know, hey, y'alls, like there's another actual bigger bomb. Santa could, or you know, another character could say it.
Well, but Santa
how would Santa do that?
Time, so.
I mean, do you want to get another action?
He can. Guess what? He can go over the whole world in one night and put presents everywhere.
Okay, so
hey,
so
hey, Mary, just show us. Don't talk about it. Just show us. Ready? Okay. Action.
Hey, y'alls, it's me again. You thought that was just the one?
I missed the settle on this one. I missed the settle.
Yeah, and also we need. You can't say y'alls and then you. You gotta stick with the y'alls.
Oh, I have to stick with them.
And you're making me not like y'alls anymore. Just the way you're doing it, I don't like it now.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, Sean, y'alls wanted to scrap it completely. Just go you
for her. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Settle. Hey.
I already did. Mary's playing Santa.
Mary.
Wait.
Settle.
So I'm sorry.
I already did Mary's playing Santa.
Hey, you.
Okay, and I didn't even say action.
Oh, sorry.
Settle action.
Hey, you. It's me again. Remember from before? There's more than one bomb. There's a bigger one. And it's right behind you. Oh!
Okay, so
that's feeling better. Am I crazy?
It is
that
feeling
felt
better.
Really close.
And I've taken, you know, Sean. I think the way he delivered that message was actually really inappropriate about how, you know, the whatever, the whole purpose
of this. Completely out of line. I could feel it while I was doing it. I said, what's wrong with me? Why am I, these people are my friends. Why am I talking to them this way?
And so my
everyone wants to make a good project.
My first reaction was like, I have to report this to someone, but who? But now I did, when Mary was doing what something, I did sort of internalize that and thought, okay, how do we take like the logistical impossibility of this, putting bombs in all these different places and getting them, timing them to blow up at different moments in the movie?
In the movie, yeah.
I think if we say enough times that there is a bomb about to blow you up, that you're watching this.
If that's most of the movie.
At some point, we are going to, just statistically, we're going to luck into
one
is already set somewhere.
Sorry, can I just, I don't know if this technology exists. What if the noise that Mary makes somehow triggers the bomb? If we can have like a voice activated detonator that is sensitive only to that noise, because I've never heard it anywhere else in life.
It's possible.
So I don't think there's any danger.
My noise?
Yes. I don't
okay, so now you admit that it is yours.
I mean, you all, this just because you keep telling me this. I don't know. There's so many noises happening in this movie. The only reason I said my noise
there
was to confirm
really
that it's
many.
The one. There are a lot.
There's more than we
there's
need.
There's splash.
Because,
there's like the door opening. There's, you know.
Well, there's also that because your assistant.
Exact. Thank you.
Yes, but also you're insisting on wearing a leather vest and sitting on a plastic chair. And so, yeah, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of
eating cookies, Clea. Wait, is that like a big thing for you? That he's eating cookies?
I'm not married to it. It's not a hill I die on, but.
Hayes is on this.
I mean, cookies would be nice.
Sorry, Clea.
Like, so I just feel like I just feel like it's like New Year's Eve. He just ate like so many cookies.
Yeah, I guess in my mind, which is probably the my first mistake, is I was thinking that
your first.
You know, he still had so many cookies left over, like. I think, like, by the end of the night, that sack, no more presents, but filled with cookies. Yeah, like,
But I still think he's like, I don't want to look at a damn cookie. Like, you know, he must be.
But I think that could be a funny runner, you know? Like, if people keep offering him cookies and he's like,
go through
these.
You know, think he that's can't. What he wants.
It's like, yeah, it's comic. It's just like a little bit of comic relief. Yeah.
That's good.
That's funny.
That's why he mostly just like takes one bite out of them and leaves the rest.
That's funny. All these half-eaten cookies around.
Yeah. So by the end of the movie, he's like, by the end of the movie, you don't even need to say anything. You could just see a plate of cookies show up.
The audience is dying. And then he looks at the camera and he goes, this again.
My cookies.
There's a bomb behind.
Or I guess maybe
the
cookies maybe again. Say,
you
maybe
this
say
again.
Yeah,
oh
okay.
Boy,
this
I'm almost
cookies.
This cookies again. Not this again. Cookies again.
This cookies again.
This cookies again. You better watch out for the bombs.
I don't think I understood that the cookies were actually the visual language of the film.
Yes,
and yeah. I'm actually loving this idea. And this cookies again,
there's a shorthand you've
this
created.
This cookies
a
again is a
I
slam
think could
dunk.
Be the line other than the bomb line that really breaks through and becomes kind of the signature of the film.
This cookie, this cookies again, this cookies again.
I mean, you could see it on I'm also thinking about just merchandising, just thinking ahead to like
that
part of it. I could just see you could slap this cookies again all over it.
Oh my gosh, a bumper sticker. You could
Did you hear? You must have heard that one.
There's no way you didn't.
I heard myself contribute an idea. I didn't.
Kevin, have you fact checked Mary if she can hear that or not?
Whether or not she can hear that?
Whether or not she can hear it, yeah.
Can she hear it?
It seems like she can hear it out of one ear. So what
Kevin,
year are you?
What?
What year are you listening on the Zoom, Mary?
Both. My right?
Did you say Mary?
Yeah, I heard Miri as well.
Oh, I got to fact check myself. Okay, I said Miri.
Oh, so this explains. Yeah, Kevin said going into this, he's so excited because he wants to see that he heard she made a porno.
With Zach, right?
I was like,
he thought it was Miri from Zach and Miri.
Oh, no, Kevin, I'm not Miri from Zach and Miri made a porno.
We said this
That's
movie
a character.
Was rated high class porno and Miri was coming.
That's right. I forgot this movie is rated high class porno.
I've forgotten so much about, I was traumatized by that first episode we did together. But this feels like we've got, as dysfunctional as it is, a working collaboration, and it's our little family and no one outside would understand. But I think we have 90% of the movie in the can at this point.
Yeah. We filmed it. Do we film it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we've been filming, Mary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's in the can.
Oh.
The trash.
So we just need probably a couple pickups. And Kevin
can do
those.
I can do pickups. And then, Mary, I did secure.
Kevin, I do pickups.
Mary, I did secure Vogue 73 questions with you.
Oh, wow. Really?
So, number
Kevin
one.
Is
I thought
very
I was
very bad
doing that.
At.
Okay.
He's got weirdly a lot of these to pass around. He is very bad at booking guests for the show and certainly promotional opportunities for us, except for Vogue 73 questions, which he can get for
basically any
pretty much anyone just walking down the street.
Fast tracked in there.
Miri, what is your favorite time of day?
Today.
That was quick. Just give me a couple minutes.
That was the only one you had?
What's your idea of a perfect date?
My idea?
Do you hear the sound now?
Yeah, that's the sound.
I was just thinking.
That okay. was a big...
All right, okay.
I go to Chili's. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.